This is the Wall Street update of the download edition of World Business Report on March the 31st, 2014. I'm Manuela Zaragoza. Now, problems in the Eurozone have been concentrated in the periphery, countries like Portugal, Greece and Ireland. But France isn't in good shape either. It has a huge budget deficit. It's sitting on a mountain of government debt, and over 3.3 million people in the country are without a job. At local elections this weekend, voters in France punished President François Hollande for his failure to turn around the Eurozone's second largest economy and tackle unemployment. His ruling Socialist Party suffered heavy losses. Speaking on French television several hours ago, President Hollande said he understood why his party had done badly in the polls.
I have come here to tell you that I've heard your message loud and clear. Not enough change, and still too slow. Not enough jobs, still too much unemployment. Not enough social justice, too many taxes.
Well, President Hollande presented his solution. He named a new Prime Minister, Manuel Valls. He replaces the outgoing Prime Minister, Jean-Marc Ayrault. But is Manuel Valls the man to sort out the French economy? Hugh Carnegie is the Paris bureau chief of the Financial Times.
So Hollande was really in a position where he had to make a move. Jean-Marc Ayrault, the outgoing Prime Minister, was a bit of a forlorn figure by the time the election was over. He'd been a pretty lackluster Prime Minister, lacks charisma, a loyal servant, but not much more than that. So this is Mr. Hollande really saying, OK, I've had 2 years in office, I'm going nowhere right now, I need somebody to take the reins and really help me turn things around. And that's why he's turned to Manuel Valls.
And is it really about sorting out the unemployment problem?
Well, unemployment is definitely the top political priority for Hollande if he's going to have a hope of getting re-elected in 3 years' time. He promised last year that he would invert the curve of rising unemployment by the end of 2013. He manifestly hasn't really managed to do that. So he's lost a great deal of credibility. He's now adopted a more pro-business set of policies, incidentally very much in line with the kind of political beliefs and economic policies of Mr. Valls, the new Prime Minister. And by that, he is cutting charges on labour to help businesses that want to employ and expand. And he's also talking about a fairly significant programme of public spending cuts. So that's the direction he's already adapted. Now the job of Manuel Valls is to come in and make it happen.
And Manuel Valls, he's sort of on the right of the Socialist Party.
Very much so. Indeed, he proposed a couple of years ago that they should drop the name Socialist from the party's title.
Right.
And, for example, he's expressed opposition to the 35-hour working week, which is really one of the great symbols of the French left in recent decades. So, he's situated very much to the right of the Socialist Party. He's a self-proclaimed admirer of the kinds of left-of-centre policies of Bill Clinton, the former US president, and Tony Blair, former UK prime minister. And that puts him, in French terms, really very much to the right of the leftist stream here.
So, all in all, financial markets want there to be rapid economic reform in France. Is this change that's going to take place now, is that likely to speed things up or is it going to slow things down?
I don't think it's going to slow things down, because if it slows things down, Hollande's not really going to get any traction. But he does have a problem in that there is quite a lot of disquiet on the left now, after the election result particularly, that is unhappy about this policy shift, and he's got to find some way of getting around that. So I suspect there will be some, as they say here, inflection of policy, just to maybe, for example, some tax concessions to the less well-off, to try to smooth the edges a bit. There's a lot of talk now about the need for a little bit more social justice to be injected into the policy program. But I think the essentials of it are going to remain, and the financial markets definitely will be wanting to see that, and they will be expecting things to move on fairly sharpish. And Hollande has committed to getting this new set of policy reforms through and voted through a vote of confidence in Parliament by the end of April. So we are now on a track which I think will feel like a slightly more accelerated one.
And I was speaking there to Hugh Carnegie of the Financial Times in Paris. You're listening to World Business Report from the BBC World Service. Now, on the financial markets in the US, it was all about comments by the head of the US Central Bank, the Federal Reserve, Janet Yellen, on Monday. She made clear that she thinks the weak US jobs market will continue to need the help of low interest rates for some time, as she put it. Jim Liebenthal of Liebenthal Asset Management in New York had the view from the trading floor.
I have to say, as somebody with a little bit of gray hair now, it seems like whenever a new Fed chief comes on board, there's always a certain misstep right out of the gate. I can certainly remember when Ben Bernanke had an off-the-record comment with a journalist here by the name of Maria Bartiromo that was anything but off the record. I think when Janet Yellen spoke 2 weeks ago and put the fear into the markets that there might be a rate hike in the middle of next year, that she has subsequently realized the power of her words and spent today trying to backtrack on that and add a little bit of obfuscation to make the markets wonder what she really means. And the markets are taking that positively.
And obfuscation is the job of central bankers. And the markets went up on the back of what she said.
Well, they went up because it was definitely dovish. She was saying basically that she thinks the economy will require support for longer than was previously expected. So the markets definitely responded positively to that. You know, having said that, Manuela, I do think there's a lot of economic data coming out this week, and we're finally seeing some signs that possibly spring is here. We've had a very strong weather-related slowdown in economic data for the first quarter of this year, and I think people are expecting the data that's going to come out to show some positive signs, and that's possibly also adding some life to the market.
So which stocks are the big movers then today?
I'd say basically all of them were. I mean, tech still has a little bit of problems. Obviously, Facebook and Twitter are still sort of stuck in a downtrend. But pretty much across the board, it was a positive day.
And that was Jim Liebenthal of Liebenthal Asset Management in New York. And on the markets in New York, the Dow Index ended up just under 1% at 16,458 points. Earlier in London, the FTSE 100 Index ended just under 0.5% lower at 65.98.